and go back and
swing. Oh, we used to them. We got them.
And did you ever play anything that you blow into and move back and forth?
Yes, sir. Harp, mouth harp. I could blow them too. You got one?
No, sir, I don't. I used to
blow them old French harp. And juice harp had one you'd pick, you know, like a guitar. Put it in your mouth and suck your breath and pick it and change like that. That's a juice harp and a French harp.
Is a French harp the same as a mouth harp?
Well, that's the same thing. Mouth harp. Both of them your mouth, but juice harp is a mouth harp too, but
you gotta put it
if you're going in your mouth, you gotta put it on the side. You ever seen a herd of them? See?
Yes, I have.
I think you get one. I'd just like to see one.
I'd like to hear it. What would your father say to your family? He said, now, would he say toys, or what would he call all the things you used to play with? Little dolls, or little guns, or
toys.
You ever call them play pretty or play toy?
Oh yeah. Take your playthings. Playthings, and talking about dolls and marbles and things. You call them toys, but them things, play things out of the way, you got a minute fuss, and I've got some spanking from mama about putting the things in the way all the time. While we're chilling, forgetting the thing, that's why did something else come and leave it right there.
And when you go fishing, what would you use for bait?
Worms. Dig in the ground and get some worms.
Are they the big ones or the little ones or what kind of worms?
This is red baits, you know, the old red.
About that long?
Oh, yes, some of them is big ones. There's some large ones.
Is that right?
I got some of them. You get them according to the land. You take pole there, it'd be a little worm. It'd be long all right in there. But you get one old barn place, why it done made up soil, rich. Well, you just like weeds or anything else. The better the land, the better the worm. Take an old sawmill place that's been on the ground loose and rich. Well, you get a worm out there about as large as a lead pencil. Sometimes, just about.
So they're all
and
red.
As long as a lead pencil.
But they're all red worms, right? Did you ever use small fish?
Oh, yes, sir. What do you use minnows?
If you had a boat by a pond and you wanted to get it in the water, what would you say? Come on, let's. What would you describe that? Get the boat.
Float?
You float it?
Paddle it. The move it about?
You get it off the ground into the water. What would you call that?
A boat.
Yes, you want to get the boat off the ground into
the
water.
Yeah. I see what you mean. Ramp. R-A-M-P, I think. Boat ramp. We got it down here, just new down. Ramps. That's right.
Would you launch it? Would you say I'd launch the boat? Or how would you say to get that?
Well, you get in your car and carry your boat, and you put your boat on the ramp, and you get on the ramp, you see. Your boat could be chained or tied. You get on your ramp, out of your ramp, down in your boat. Then you unhook yourself and you get your paddling warm. Other words, you'd have to walk out in the water to carry your boat, you see.
Would people ever say that's launching?
Launching?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I reckon so.
And what kind of boat would you use to go fishing in? Just to call it a boat or a rowboat or...